Thank you for joining this program today. You are listening to Fire Shut Up In My Bones, a station that's dedicated to teaching the Word of God and trying to help the believer. Please turn to the 120th chapter of the book of Psalms, and we'll begin our reading in verse, let's do 5. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. This is a very interesting passage of scripture. My wife asked me my thoughts on this passage, and she and I were basically kind of on the same page. But I'm really glad she asked me that this morning, because it caused me to research it. And I think God showed me some interesting things. The writer of Psalms 120, of this Psalms, does indeed want peace, but won't get it due to the surrounding nations. The nations around him are wild, wicked people, and happen to be the a distant ancestor of the terrorist we're dealing with today. So, point number one, a wild people. If you read verse 5, it says, woe is me that I, you know, woe is, you know, has a thought of, you know, a great distress, a burden, you know, something that you don't want to go through. Woe means great distress or sorrow. So he's saying, woe is me that I sojourn. That means that's the place he's staying in, Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. Now understand, Mesech, it's a group of people that are descendant from Japheth. And you know, Japheth was one of the sons of Noah. You have Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Okay, he was one of the sons of Noah. So Mesech is a descendant of Japheth. They were wicked. They were evil. You can see that in Ezekiel 39, verse 1. So therefore, due to their evil, they weren't a people to be trusted. Okay, that's why it says, woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech. That means this is a sorrowful place. These people are crazy. They're sinners. They're wild. They are out of this world. Okay. Therefore, due to their evil, they weren't a people to be trusted. Now, this is very interesting to me. It says here that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. Okay, now who are these guys? Kedar. Okay, Kedar, he is the second son of Ishmael. Okay, and you know, they had a lot of kids, had a nation. So the writer of this passage is saying, oh my goodness, woe is me. I am dwelling in the tents of Kedar. Why is he saying, woe is me? These people must be crazy. Well, fact of the matter is, they are crazy. They are wild. They are the descendants of Ishmael. Kedar's father was Ishmael. Okay? Ishmael is Hagar and Abraham's son. What does the Bible say about Ishmael's descendants? Okay, the Arabs that we're dealing with today, all this terrorism, they are descendants of Ishmael. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 25, verse 13, and these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth and Kedar and Abdel and Mibsam. Okay. So let me read my notes. Kedar is the second son of Ishmael and therefore destined to be a very wild man. You cannot make peace with such people. It's impossible. The Bible says in regards to Ishmael's descendants in Genesis 16:12, and he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man and every man's hand against him. He shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Okay, so this guy, he's dealing with his brethren, He's crazy. He's going to be, you know, Mr. Nation, England, America, things like that, wreaking havoc. And you can't make peace with them. Why is that? Because point number two, they hate peace. The reason you can't make peace with these people, even though you try, is because they hate peace. As Genesis 16:12 says, their hands will be on every man's neck and every man's hand will be on their neck. The Bible says in Psalms 120 verse 6, my soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. These people don't want peace. These people, no matter what you do for them or how nice you are to them, they hate peace. They only want bloodshed. They want you dead. They want to kill you. Okay, so what will our response be? Well, we got to be ready for war. In Psalms 120 verse 7, it says, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Now look, we are about peace, but the only way to get peace is through war sometimes. You have to eliminate evil and wicked people. Once you get rid of them, you have some peace. That's why the only time permanent peace will come is when Jesus comes back and destroys all of his enemies. Amen. So Psalms 120, I'm for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. We as Christian people are for peace. However, before we can have peace, sometimes it's necessary to eliminate those who hate peace. Now, let me ask you a question. How does this relate to us in our Christian life? Well, sometimes you have to fight for your family. You have bad influences, you have to shut them out. You have relatives that want to scorn our God, scorn the God of the Bible, the God of the universe and our commandments. You might have to get firm with them and say, hey, we already told you that we're born again Christians. This is what we believe. If you can't respect that, you need to get out of my house and never come back. You have some guy who's an open sin and he knows better. He's out there. He's a whoremonger. You tell your son, stay away from that person. That guy keeps hanging around your son and you know he's a bad influence. You walk up to him, walk up to that guy, say, hey, I don't want you around my son anymore. Get lost. Okay, you got to protect your family. Okay, there's some pastors out there. They love their flock so much that when a creeper comes into the church trying to spread false doctrine and he doesn't want to get out of there, they can get pretty mad and say, in order to protect their flock, you know, and sometimes that's necessary. It's necessary to be nice. And other times you have to be direct and protect your flock, your family, your wife. What if you can't make peace with them? What if they don't come to an understanding? You need to get away from them, as I specified. Run away from them. You can't make peace with them. Okay? So the application in our lives is this. Be ready. You're for peace. Live peaceably with all men if it's possible. But once they cross that line, you have to defend your family. The devil is the biggest enemy we face. There is no way we can make an agreement with him. And we have to put on the whole armor of God by reading our Bibles and obeying the Bible and protect our family and ourselves. You know, this is kind of a, you know, it's a very interesting verse. Maybe the application is kind of odd to whoever's listening to this, but I think we can get something out of this, is to walk vigilant and be ready to defend our family from the devil.